Salutations. I greet you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm your brother, Charles Obuon, Kampala, Uganda, inviting you to the table of the Lord this morning for our daily devotion. And of course, I want you to realize that we don't have the time to, to break each and everything down, but I'm trusting that what so far has been said has been a blessing to you. And it's my humble prayer, my precious brother and sister, that God will give you the grace to go dig deeper into those truths in your own meditation. And I trust the Holy Ghost will give you more understanding. Thank you so much. Shall we pray? Precious, loving Heavenly Father, this morning again we give you the honor and the glory and acknowledge your mighty power. And trust that, Father, you are the bread of life. We invite your spirit to break the bread of life for the hungry hearts of your children this morning. Lord, take over. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. God bless you. So turn with me to our scripture reading, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. It reads, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Now, we've been saying that we are looking at that theme or topic, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we'll be looking at different aspects. And we have considered some. Today, I want us to look at the aspect of forgiveness. Amen. And I want to begin by posing a humble question to you, my precious brother and sister. It looks an obvious question, but I want you to pay attention to it. Do you know, or have you already known the Lord in the power of his forgiveness? Have you known God in forgiveness of your sins? It looks an obvious question. And I'm sure you will say, oh, why, Brother Charles? I've already known him in the power of forgiveness of my sins. So I want to say, thank you, the Lord bless you. If you have already known him in the power of forgiveness of your sins. Now, then let us go and discuss a few things and then look at the impact of his forgiveness upon your life and upon my life as his children. And then I believe the Holy Ghost will move with us along that line. So now, knowing him in the power of forgiveness. Yes, sir. If you already know him in the power of forgiveness, it means you are now saved. Amen. That's what it means. And you'll never come under condemnation. You've done pass from death to life. That's what Jesus said. That very well I say to you, he that believes in me, he who hears my word and believes on him that has sent me, has everlasting life, shall not come under condemnation, but has passed from death to life. You get it? You've done pass from death to life. You are now a child of the living God. You are a son or a daughter of God for eternity with God forever, for eternity with God. Now let's read the scripture. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. It says, in whom you have redemption through his blood, okay? The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his glory. Did you get it? In whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. What does that mean? These are golden nuggets, my brother, sister. That you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And somewhere in Peter, 1 Peter, let's read there some. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's read the scripture there and just tie it with that one. It says, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse
18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Now watch verse 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was ordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Amen.
So, it's very clear, brothers and sisters, that you and I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
A Lamb without blemish and without spot.
Amen. Amen. And what does that mean? It means that your sins were forgiven and never to be remembered anymore. For God has put your sins in the sea of forgetfulness.
That's what we see, what Apostle Paul told us in Hebrews. Let's read here, Hebrews chapter, let me get it right here, Hebrews, that is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17, says, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Amen. So, this is something to encourage you and me, my precious brother and sister, that if you have known God in the power of forgiveness, your sins and iniquities, God remembers them no more. He has put your sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Now, let's move on from there. And we are going to read Acts chapter 2, verse 23. Acts chapter 2, verse 23. There's something I want us to tie to what we have just said there. Acts chapter 2, verse 33 rather. Acts chapter 2, verse 33.
Watch what this apostle Peter is speaking on the day of Pentecost after they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He says, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. Who is talking here? This is a disciple. He's an apostle. He has walked with the Lord Jesus for pretty 3.5 years. You see, he's a believer, right? Yes, he's walked with Christ. And we see that he has received what? The mercy and the forgiveness of God. So the Holy Spirit now comes upon his life and the rest of them. So to show us here, brother and sister, the Holy Spirit in your life, trust that you have received the Holy Ghost in your life, right? If you have received the Holy Ghost in your life, that represents divine forgiveness, which you have already received from God, who is rich in mercy. You get it? That's why Apostle Peter is saying that, therefore being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. So what when God shed the Holy Ghost, when there was that outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon those believers in that upper room, it was a clear sign that they already received God's forgiveness. They had already received his mercy. They were genuine believers. You see, they had received the grace and the mercy of God. Hallelujah. And then God poured upon them the Holy Ghost. And I'm trusting that this should, if you, brother and sister, you have received the Holy Ghost, this is a clear, that's a clear sign that you have known God in the power of his forgiveness. You see, you have already received this mercy, and the enemy should not make you have any form of condemnation in your heart. Unless you have not received the Holy Ghost, then I'm here to encourage you, my precious brother, that make yourself right according to the word of God. Is it determined to know God in his divine forgiveness and mercy? And God is faithful. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the life of Christ in you. Yes, that's what we are talking about. The Holy Spirit is the eternal life of God in you manifesting. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, he lives in you, and you are also alive in him. That's what we are saying, that the Son of God, that at the Lamb of Calvary, yes, he made the atonement at the mercy seat of God, standing on your behalf as a mediator, an intercessor for forgiveness of your sins and trespasses. And he poured on you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. His very life is manifesting in you, reflecting Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what we are talking about. That if we have received the Holy Ghost, it means you have known God in the power of his forgiveness and mercy. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And as we continue on that, I want you to realize that you have received also something else, the measure of his grace. Yes, and we see that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 says that, but unto every one of us is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Yes, each one of us has received the measure of grace is according to the gift of Christ. And God gave gifts to men. In Ephesians 4:11 says, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. And we are not dealing with the work of the fivefold ministry. But just to let you know this, that you receive the grace, it's a measure of his grace. And God has given gifts to men. And also, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he gave spiritual gifts in the body of Christ. Now, what we all want to underline here is those gifts are for a purpose. You see, they are meant for you and me to bless others. You see, to go live for others. That's what we are saying. If you have received his forgiveness, his grace is upon you and has given you gifts. A gift of apostle, a prophet, a teacher, or whatever spiritual gift he has put in your life. That gift, brother and sister, you are supposed to use it to bless somebody else. For the blessing of the body of Christ. To encourage, to edify the body of Christ. And also to live for others outside there. You see, who need to come to the knowledge of this truth. You are supposed to live for them. And share the love of Jesus with others that have not come to the knowledge of the truth, so that you, through you, his God's grace can reach them also, and they also receive the forgiveness of God and repent of their sins. You see, if they receive the truth the way you've done received it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, I want us to, because of our time, and proceed and read Colossians chapter 3. Verse 12 says that, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Now, what are we bringing to your attention is the aspect of forgiving others. We are saying that since you have known Christ in the forgiveness of your sins, and you see his grace and mercy, the great things he has done for you, and then Christ is in you, and is the very sense of forgiveness. You get it? Christ is in you, and he is the very sense of forgiveness. So therefore the Bible says, as the elect of God, put on charity, or love, which is God. God is love. You see. And Christ is the heartbeat of God's love. You see. Therefore, you and I are supposed to express his love to others. You get it? See. Not just to talk ill of them, or be bitter, or use a slandering language against one another. You see. God expects us to avoid engaging in gossip. You see. Backbiting. Talking bad about others in the church, in the ministry, or in the body of God. So, precious brother and sister, ask God to sanctify your lips, like did Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah chapter 6. You remember, Isaiah the prophet is in the presence of God. He cried, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell among people on clean lips, and God had to send a seraphim with a coal of fire to sanctify his lips, and said, you see, your sin is purged, your iniquity is cleansed. And we need also, God is in need of vessels that are sanctified. God wants to use vessels that are sanctified. Jesus said that, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. You get it? And so, if Christ is in you, remember, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He lives in you. You are in him. And Jesus is the embodiment of forgiveness and love. So God expects us to manifest the same attributes to one another. Listen, as attribute of forgiving others, even to forgive your enemies. Listen, and avoid a slandering language against one another. Avoid engaging in gossip, backbiting, because that is the acid that has destroyed fellowship, brotherhood, and unity, and has hurt the body of Christ Jesus. And I want us to close by reading Mark chapter 11, verse 25. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And when you stand praying, that's our Lord Jesus speaking. Forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you don't forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. In one of his messages, I think Perfect Faith, the prophet William Marion Branham told us that faith is based on forgiveness. I won't just close on that point, that faith is based on forgiveness. And since Jesus is the same yesterday and forever, my precious brother, let his forgiveness transform your life just to be like him, to having a heart of love, a heart of mercy, a heart of forgiveness, and let it be the thing that you God will give you a grace today as you interact with people around you, as you go to church, in the place of work, and so forth. Let them see the expression of God's grace, God's mercy, God's forgiveness upon your life. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this broke-up message. I trust that, Father, the Holy Spirit will break down the hearts of your people to see the point that you want them to get this morning in the aspect of forgiveness. God says, Master, if they have known your forgiveness and know that Jesus Christ is the very sense of forgiveness, he lives in them and they are alive in him, is the same yesterday and forever, they should be able to express this to others. Grant it, O Savior, for in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.